I will say we continue today in Simen Nun Aleph. Simen Nun Aleph, actually, we left off with Halacha Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is on the end of page 156 in the Dirshim Mishneh Berurah. Achar Yishtavach Yachal La'anos Amen Achar Birchas Atzmo. After Yishtavach, one is permitted to answer Amen even after his own bracha. This idea, this would ideally come up in a situation where, let's say, I finished at the same time as the Shliach Tzibor. So if I finish at the same time, I could answer Amen to the bracha. The logic behind it being that since Yishtavach is a concluding bracha, and there is a concept of even reciting Amen after a concluding bracha, therefore it's not problematic. Halacha Dalit. Tzarech Lihizar Milahafsik B'dibar Mishiaschel Baruch Sha'amar Adsav Shmona Esrei. One should try to be vigilant in avoiding any type of speech, talking, from the time that one begins Baruch Sha'amar until after Shmona Esrei. So from the beginning of Psuki de Zimra, all the way through Shmona Esrei, va'afilu l'tzorech mitzvah, and even for a mitzvah purpose, ein ledaber bein baruch sha'amar liyishtabach. One should not speak between baruch sha'amar and yishtabach. Writes the Mishneh Berurah, lizoher halacha vav, de baruch sha'amar have bracha shlefnei psukei dezimra, v'yishtabach have bracha shalachareha. Because remember, between baruch sha'amar and yishtabach, one shouldn't speak because that's one unit of psukei dezimra. Therefore, one should not speak in between the brachos of baruch sha'amar and yishtabach. Ubein yishtabach liyotze hare asr lahafsek kidal kamam siminun dalit. And we'll discuss later on that one should not interrupt between yishtabach and the brachos of kriyashma. Umiyotzer v'hala have brachos kriyashma, and from yotze oren on as brachos kriyashma. The kasa b'tshuvas makar baruch simin aleph shirai levatal aminak shik. So apparently there used to be a custom where they would go ahead and pause somewhere between Baruch Sha'amar and Yotze Or and Baruch Hu to bring the Chasan to Shul, but the Mishneh Berurah says this is an inappropriate minhag. Mila hafsik halacha zayin, Mishneh Berurah sif kan zayin, b'chol makom sh'asur lahafsik, afilu b'lashon hakodesh asur ledaber. So whenever we speak about that you should not go ahead and speak in between certain sections, that is true, even if one is going to speak in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. Kishetzarach lahafsik mipnei eza ones, o b'chi agavna desifei, tzarach lomar kodem shiidaber elo psukim, baruch Hashem li'olam amin v'amin ad v'ayivarach David. O kishechoz lahascha mimokom shepasak yomer gam kin elo psukim, davi kemo bracha lifnei malachareim. So remember, the Shulchan Aruch therefore says that I'm not supposed to really interrupt, I'm not supposed to speak pretty much from the time that I say Baruch Sha'amar until after the end of Shmona Esrei. If one does need to speak, and this is specifically during Psukei Dezimra, so one recites the paragraph of Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen, which is the paragraph that is there between the Hallelukas and Vayivarech David. So if one needs to speak, one recites that paragraph, that almost puts Psukei Dezimra on pause, then one speaks whatever they need to speak, and then to resume Psukei Dezimra, one goes ahead and repeats that paragraph again. B'dibor halacha ches, va'afilu baruchu baruch shemo asr lomar, kevin doshlo huskar b'gimara. This is actually very interesting, that from the time that one recites Baruch Sha'amar through the end of Shmona Esrei, one should not even answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The reason for that is because that response is not recorded in the Gemara. Aval Amen Mutar La'anos Al Kol Bracha Sheshomea. But one is permitted to answer Amen for any bracha that one hears, afilu be'emtza pasuk shel psukei dezimra, even if one is in the middle of psukim of psukei dezimra, imhu b'makom desalik inyana, assuming that he's not mid-sentence, well, I should say differently, assuming that even if he's mid-pasuk, he's not mid-subject. V'chin kol berchas ha'adam ot levarech kmo ashe yatzar, la'achar asiyas racha v'kiyotze baza, v'chin la'anos modin d'rabanon, v'chin la'anos kriya shema mitzibor. Similarly, if one used the bathroom during psukei dezimra, one could recite Asher Yatzar, one is permitted to go and answer Modim Dirabanan, and similarly again if the Tzibor is saying Shema, one could recite the first Pasuk of Shema with the Tzibor. Shazar Shikra Imoim Pasuk Rishon Kore, Mikoshkin the Murtla Hafsik L'Kadush U'L'Kadush Al-Baruch. Certainly one could answer Kadush, Kadush Al-Baruch, and this is specifically talking about during Psukei Dezimra. Now the logic behind this is quite simple, that since Psukei Dezimra ultimately is Shavach, is praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these other things are considered to be praise as well. Therefore, they're not considered to be a hefsek in the midst of Psukei Dezimra. Sof Shmona Esrei. So again, Haloch Lamaisa, during Psukei Dezimra, you could pretty much answer anything except for Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, because that response is not recorded in the Gemara. Sof Shmona Esrei Siftes, u'kishish nefilas apayim, lo yedaber achar nefilas apayim. However, again, if it's a day where there is tachanun, so one should ideally not interrupt until the conclusion of tachanun. Letzorech mitzvah halacha yud pashit de emisyari shiyavor zman kriyashma kolim shiagir lekrosa besedra tefila v'shachach laomra. B'shachach la'omra kodem barach shamar, mutra lo la'hafsik u'likrosa. V'chinim shachach levarich berchas ha'torah kodem ha'tvila, mutra lo levarich be'emtza p'suki de zimra, v'lomar achar kach p'sukim ha'noagin. D'yesh omrim da'asr lomar filu p'suki de zimra kodem berchas ha'torah. So similarly again, if one is in the midst of p'suki de zimra and one realizes that the zman, the time for kriyashma, is going to pass, one could interrupt their p'suki de zimra to recite shema. Similarly, if in the middle of p'suki de zimra, one realizes that they never recited Birchas HaTorah, one could recite Birchas HaTorah in the middle of Psuki de Zimra as well. Ein likros l'sefer Torah l'chatchila mishomid b'emtza Psuki de Zimra. If somebody's in the middle of Psuki de Zimra, ideally we should avoid calling them up for an aliyah. However, rak l'koinim ein shan koim achar v'china leibim ein shem elohu. However, if this person in the middle of Psuki de Zimra is the only koin in shul or the only levi in shul, then you could go ahead and call them up for the aliyah. V'rashay likros b'lacha shem hakorei, and the person who gets the aliyah could even read along quietly with the balkore. Ach lo yafsik lomar lechazan lasos mishaberach. But in this situation, we're in the middle of Psuki de Zimra, he should not have the chazan make a mishaberach. V'machazan hischo me'atzav shachach shmo v'shalo, mutol ashub me'akavet. But if, let's say, the gabbai went ahead and began to make the mishaberach, so the person who got the aliyah could go ahead and give him his information. Vimu omeit samoch leperek, shiyuchal ligmar adaperek b'li shos kodem shiyala. But if I get called up for the aliyah and I'm in the middle of psuki de zimra, if I could finish up till the end of the paragraph quickly, then I should finish the end of the paragraph. Aval imtsarach zel shos lo yisham mipnei torah hatzibur. However, if at the end of the day it's going to take me a while to finish up to the end of the paragraph and it's going to require the tzibur to wait, then I should not cause the tzibur to wait. Asr lomar pasuk miyimala gvuras Hashem achar baruch shamar kodim hodu v'achar kolos hamizmar miyishnogin laomra yishnogin laomar kaddish kodim baruch shamar v'yishnogin laomra kodim hodu. This is interesting. He has now quotes the distinction between nusach Ashkenaz and nusach Svard as to whether or not the kaddish is recited before baruch shamar or ultimately before hodu. Li yishtabach halacha yud aleph aval ben yishtabach liyotz ledvar mitzvah yivor sof simen nundal diyishmatirin. So we'll discuss again what the halacha is concerning interrupting between Yishtabach and Yotzor and Baruch Hu for Dvar Mitzvah, for a mitzvah purpose. So again, what we come out with is one is they're not permitted to interrupt for any purpose, for any speech, in between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, and really through the end of Shmona Esrei. However, again, if one does need to speak, so one recites the paragraph of Baruch Hashem the Olam Amen the Amen before one speaks, then the speech, whatever speech one needs to engage in, then to recite that paragraph again to restart the process of Psukei de Zimra. If one gets an aliyah and they're necessary, one could go up for the aliyah. One could even read along with the Balkori if possible. Try to finish up to the end of the paragraph in which you are currently find yourself, or try to avoid the Mishaberach. But if the Gabbai begins to recite the Mishaberach, one could give the Gabbai his information. Halacha hey. Bein mizmorim ha'elu sham et me'akavot u'meshev sham l'chol adam. Between the paragraphs in Psukei de Zimra, one is permitted to be shaw, one is permitted to ask, inquire about the welfare of someone whom they must display honor, covet for, and they could return a greeting from any person. Ube'emtza, but in the middle of the paragraph, Sapsuki de Zimra, Ube'emtza mizmor shaw mipnei ayir omeshev mipnei akavod. You could ask, inquire about the welfare of someone whom you have to fear, someone who is powerful, and you could return ultimately a greeting of someone whom you are obligated to respect. So writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka in Yud Beis, Bishlom Adam Nechbad. So the truth is, again, we're going to skip a little bit over here in this section because the Mishnah Berurah essentially comments on this and he says the following. He says, Lahafsik. Actually, I'm sorry. He says over here, Shikayom, it's at the end of Sif Cotton Yud Beis. So the last lines of Sif Cotton Yud Beis, which to a certain degree makes this particular statement a little bit contemporarily no longer relevant. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shikayom, Va'ayin lekaman b'sim nesamich vav magin aram Sif Cotton Aleph, Shikayom she'ein onu regulam lish'ol b'shalom b'beis ha'kneses b'eis ha'tfila, Chalila lish'ol olahoshev. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the magin Avram, who says that today, pretty much it's become common practice. We do not speak during Psukei de Zimra. We do not inquire about the welfare of people in shul during tefillah. Therefore, chas v'shalom, that one should inquire about the welfare of another, or even to respond, lo bein ha-prakim, not between paragraphs, the kriyat shema, v'lo b'psuki d'zimra. So this seems to be, again, the normative approach that we follow today. Namely, again, that as much as the halacha allows, remember, again, to be able, if you're between paragraphs, to be able to inquire about the welfare of someone whom you have to respect, and to respond to any inquiry about my welfare, and if I'm in the middle of the paragraph, if God forbid there's someone who I have to have, I have to fear, then ultimately, again, I could inquire about their welfare and return greetings, mipnei hakavod, for someone I'm obligated to respect. But Lamaisa writes the Mishnah Berurah, according to Magen Avraham, that today the custom is not like that. Today the common custom has become, again, that we do not inquire or return greetings during the course of tefillah. Of course, if there's an extenuating circumstance where one is concerned about their welfare or well-being because of someone who does not know the halacha, someone in power, then of course that case will be different. But on a day-to-day level, we do not ask and we do not respond to greetings, whether they're between paragraphs of Psuki de Zimra, or again, even in the middle, or certainly in the middle of the paragraph, Psuki de Zimra, but even in between paragraphs, we will not inquire and not respond as well. But so we will stop over here. In Meretz Hashem, we will pick up with Sif Vav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.